With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. As 2024 comes to a close, Feed Our Rural Kids is reflecting on 5 years as an organization. FORK began in the Eagle River area in 2019 with a goal of making sure children aren't going hungry. WXPR's Katie Thorson spoke with the executive director about what they've accomplished so far and what's ahead.
Perry Pokrant knew a couple things when he started Feed Our Rural Kids 5 years ago. There was a large issue of food insecurity in the Northwoods across all ages, and that hunger is especially impactful on children's ability to learn and succeed.
What I guess I'd say we didn't know for sure was that the community would stand with us in attempting to make life a little more predictable for young kids.
Pokrant has seen that community support in fundraising events like grocery store roundups and financial institutions partnering up for cash for kids. Pokrant says it's also something that's been seen with the people who sit on the board, something he's particularly proud of.
We have great support from those people who decide to give of their time to try and make a difference and try and steer the ship, I guess, towards long-term sustainable solutions for us. I think that I'm probably most proud of those folks.
FORK has helped provide hundreds of thousands of meals to children in Vilas and Oneida County, mostly through what Pokrant refers to as existing in the gaps. He says FORK has never intended to replace an existing service, but wants to support food pantries and fill gaps around them.
I think we're good at what we do. You know, that's humble. But I think that we have to be better for long-term sustainability. We have to sharpen the point of the spear, so to speak, so that we're as efficient with people's volunteered hours as is possible and still achieve the same result.
You can learn more about FORK and how to support its mission on its website. We have a link at WXPR.org. Just look for this article. Katie Thorson, WXPR News.
Getting into and out of a deer stand can be one of the more dangerous aspects of the deer hunting season. Jennifer Doring, a physician assistant in the ER at Aspirus Wausau, says nationwide there are 6,800 deer stand accidents a year, with some of them happening locally.
Some of the common things that we can see are traumatic brain injuries. We can see spinal fracture, which unfortunately some do lead to paralysis, internal bleeding, organ damage. We see a lot of long bone fractures and unfortunately some lacerations. And in more severe cases, we do see an occasional death from a deer stand accident.
Doring says to check the condition of your deer stand before climbing up and be sure the tree can support the weight. She also says to be prepared for emergencies.
I always encourage people to keep a cell phone that is fully powered up and keep it on your person. Sometimes our accidents happen when you are alone. And if you fall, the only way to have that phone is if from the tree stand in the fall, you can reach it. If you come upon somebody or with somebody, make sure you're keeping them stable and still. Call 911.
Using safety equipment like a harness is recommended, and you should avoid carrying gear while getting into or out of your stand. Knives can also be a risk during hunting season, as people can cut themselves while cleaning a deer. Nearly 1.6 million Wisconsinites are expected to travel for Thanksgiving this year, which is 2.3% more than last year, according to AAA. That's an all-time high for Thanksgiving. National travel numbers are also expected to set new records with an estimated 79.9 million travelers. In Wisconsin, most people will be traveling by car. Gas prices are lower this Thanksgiving compared to the same time last year. A gallon of gas is down about 26 cents to $3. The worst times to travel by car during the Thanksgiving holiday period are Tuesday and Wednesday afternoon. The best time to hit the road is Thanksgiving Day itself, when interstates and highways are typically clear. People returning home on Sunday should leave early in the morning. Airports are also expected to be busier this year, with domestic flights up 3% compared to last year. A drunken driver who was traveling the wrong way on a central Wisconsin highway has been sentenced to more than 35 years in prison. Scott Farmer's truck crashed into another vehicle, killing four siblings. Farmer has pleaded no contest to homicide by intoxicated use of a motor vehicle. The crash happened last December in Waupaca County. Judge Raymond Huber said it is incomprehensible to lose four children. Farmer has a record of alcohol-related offenses. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.